from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you have a home? Do you want to improve your home? Do you want to reno it? Do you want to remodel it? Do you want to repair it? Do you want to decorate it? Well, you are in the right place because that's what we do. We love to help you do projects just like that. But you got to help yourself first. So if you've got a question, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT or better yet, go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button, which you will find in the bottom right corner of every page. You'll be directed to our question page where you can record your question and send it right to us because we do want to help. We've got a great show planned for you today. Coming up, if there is one room that you want to be bright and cheery, it is definitely the kitchen. So we're going to share some tips on kitchen lighting that'll keep that space looking bright even when it's dark outside.
And also ahead, saving energy and going green are big goals for homeowners, which might explain why heat pumps are more popular than ever. We're going to share how exactly a heat pump works and where they work best.
And you guys ready to take on some home improvement projects but feel that you just don't have the time? Not possible. We're going to highlight several you can get done in 30 minutes or less.
But first, what projects do you want to take on this weekend? You got a big one, you got a small one, whatever size, scope, scale of project it is that you've got in your mind, we can help you achieve it. So give us a call, reach out to Team Money Pit anytime.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Adam in Wisconsin's on the line with a radon question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did a radon test in my basement, adjusted for getting a mitigation in place.
What was the level, Adam, that came out of the test?
It was 4.6.
Okay, so it's just above the guideline because the guideline is 4.0. Okay, go ahead.
So I was wondering before getting the mitigation system installed by a professional if there was anything that can be done to help mitigate it without, paying the higher prices of getting a professional to do it.
Okay. Well, first of all, you are just over the guideline. One thing that you should know is that the radon levels are going to swing across the year depending on the season. You know, typically in the winter when the house is really sealed up, tight as a drum, your levels are going to be seasonally high compared to the summer when we tend to let a lot more air into the house, which will push it down below the action guideline, which is 4.0 picocuries per liter of air. Now, in terms of a do-it-yourself sort of radon mitigation system, you know, it's kind of a hard thing to do because what happens when you do a mitigation system is you you set up a system that essentially pulls the gas off of the soil before it gets into the house there. Do you have a traditional basement kind of house? What's your home look like?
Yeah, it's a traditional basement. It actually has a Palmer valve drain that goes underneath the house. So, I mean, one thing I looked at was a Dranger drain that would allow water
that
out
would seal,
the
yeah.
central drain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But keep the gas down.
Right. Now, do you have a French drain around the inside perimeter of the foundation wall where there's a gap between the basement floor and the wall?
Yes, and I also have a French drain.
So, I mean, what a mitigation company would do is they would seal that French drain up the bottom of it to kind of seal off the gas with a flowable urethane seal it. They would seal off the sump if that was accessible. Then they would install a vent pipe that goes into that slab and has a vent fan installed in it that draws the gas off from underneath the slab. So all of that is not really kind of a DIY. Yeah, you could seal the obvious places, but whether that's going to have a long-term effect is really hard to say because, you know, typically what the tester is also going to do is something called a communications test where they'll put one suction point where that hole is in the slab. They'll put one suction point in the slab. They'll put it under suction, under pressure, and then they'll go around to the other areas of the slab and see if they have any air that's kind of getting in there. And this way they can tell how much, you know, suction they need to install or how many suction points they need to install to kind of make the system work. So while, yeah, I mean, if you had some basic areas that you could seal up, that might help a little bit, but it's really not a do-it-yourself project, Adam, for a whole bunch of reasons. And you know what? If you go to sell this house in the future and it comes out that you had a radon test done, or even if they do a test at that time, you know, do-it-yourself mitigation is just not going to cut it. You're going to have a system in that was professionally installed and regularly monitored. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I appreciate the information. Like I mentioned, was just kind of looking to see if there's anything I could do to try to help bring down that level, but sounds like I might have to go with the professionals with this.
Yeah, and economically, like I said, you're just over the guidelines, so I wouldn't consider this an emergency repair, but it's something that you should get to when you're ready to, when you can afford it, when you have the time, the inclination, you know, over the next few months. That would be great, okay?
Okay, all right, very good.
Good luck with that project, Adam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
We had some plaster work done, and unfortunately, the gentleman used a rusty tool. What type of primer, what type of paint can we put over that? You know, I'm afraid that I don't know if it'll bleed through or what it'll do.
So when you said that he used a rusty tool, are you seeing some areas of like a sort of reddish patina in the plaster itself, or is it changing over time? What are you noticing?
Correct. Just rust from the tool.
So you're seeing it in the plaster, and of course now that's all cured and dried.
Exactly, in the plaster itself.
Yeah, that plaster will leach through a traditional paint finish, so you definitely have to prime here, right, Leslie?
Yeah, and I think, you know, your best bet is to use, I mean, if you can, like a Bin or a Zinsser, one of those primers. They tend to be oil-based. They're a little bit more heavy-duty, and those really do tend to cover up everything. So I think if you go ahead with a good coat of that as a primer, you'll end up with the opportunity to seal all of that rust stain in. And then when you go put your top coat on, you shouldn't have a problem with that.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going out to the Great North in Alaska where Tim has a construction question. What can we do for you?
So I'm looking to do some construction on a new residence, and the traditional housing is generally 2x6 or 2x8 construction, and certainly they've come out with some more advanced materials, ICF block with concrete and foam insulation. I'm wondering, from a standpoint of cost differences, which would be better for a long-term home.
So wood framing versus insulated concrete forms or ICF blocks. I am a huge proponent of ICF construction. I think it's a brilliant technology. And for those who are not familiar with this, these are large foam blocks. They look like kind of like Lego blocks. And you stack up the wall out of these foam blocks, put a traditional footing in, stack up the wall with these foam blocks, and then it's all braced, and then the wall is filled with concrete. So you end up with a solid concrete wall that's reinforced, that's surrounded by insulation on both sides of it. And what you find with this, Tim, is that the home is super insulated and actually much more storm resistant and much quieter. In fact, I've seen these homes require about 30 to 40% less heating and cooling capacity because they just perform so well. So I think when you look at it, yeah, you're going to have probably an increased cost of construction over wood framing, slightly increased, not hugely increased. But the long-term energy efficiency and comfort savings on this is going to be very significant. So I would definitely consider insulated concrete form construction over wood framing if I had the opportunity.
Thank you for that information.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if your kitchen feels dark and dreary, it may be that you don't have the right kind or maybe even the right type of lighting. We're going to share some bright ideas to step up that space after this. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, that's what we do, because this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Whatever project you have in mind, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Michelle in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about a heat pump. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a pretty big house, lots of windows, and so I want to kind of section off parts of the house that I don't really live in. Problem is, those parts of the house is the formal living, formal dining room, and that's where my thermostat is located.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, so I feel like if I lower the thermostat, then it's going to kick on even harder.
Yeah, Michelle, you know, there is a solution for that, and it comes in the form of a thermostat, a smart thermostat. And what I'm thinking of is a thermostat that's called an Ecobee. It's E-C-O-B-E-E. And what's different about the Ecobee smart thermostat, it has all the technology you'll see in other Wi-Fi thermostats, you know, like the fact that you can control it from your smartphone and knows when you're home, knows when you're away. But what Ecobee also has are wireless remote sensors. So you can put sensors in different parts of the room, different parts of the house, and then you could tell the heating system what the temperature should be in that room, and it should read that and determine whether it should go on or off. So in the rooms that you don't use that much, you could have a very cold temperature, and in the rooms that you do use, you could have a very warm temperature, and it would kind of read just that particular area and not the area where the original thermostat is mounted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So what's something like that going to run?
Yeah, it's not terribly expensive, and the installation is sort of DIY. You know, I think they're probably a couple $100, but go to ecobee.com, E-C-O-B-E-E, and you can shop online or you can find it on Amazon. I think it's probably the answer to your particular situation, because heat pumps are expensive to run. And so you want to make sure that you're using the thermostat properly.
Very good. Thank you.
Scott in Georgia is on the line with a question about an attic fan. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a house that has a ridge vent in it, and the temperature in the attic gets to be somewhere around 115 to 120 degrees during the summer, and it gets pretty warm. So to help with some of the, I guess, the insulation and I guess some of the heating, the heat up there in the attic, I want to put in maybe a attic ventilator to help assist with the removal of some of that heat, you know, more airflow up there. But my concern is, if I do that with a ridge vent, am I going to be pulling air from the outside in through the ridge vent into the attic, only to be evacuated again by the power ventilator?
And generally, you're going to, I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen. And then you'll be also pulling, you know, whatever conditioned air from whatever leaks or spaces you have within the house into the attic space and then back out. So you're kind of not achieving what you want to achieve there. However, you've got the ridge vent. Do you have soffit vents in play at your house?
Soffit, yes, I do. I do have soffits, yes.
And they're not blocked by any insulation, or?
No, I've checked most of that, and some of the areas I had to push the insulation down just to be sure there was a clear path. So I would say overall probably maybe 90-95% of it is unobstructed.
It sounds like you're doing the right things. When was your house built, Scott? How old is it?
The house is about 10 years old. Now, it sits out, and there's no trees, there's no shade or anything in the area. And, of course, South Georgia, in the summers, we get, you know, 100, 110 degrees. So.
Because the thing is, even though it's getting hot in that attic space, I mean, it is at ambient temperature, so that's kind of, you're not going to get it much cooler than that. If you've got unobstructed soffit vents, you've got good soffit ventilation on both sides of the house, you have a really good ridge vent. Now, sometimes I see ridge vents that are not very open. They're like, especially the kind that I see that are corrugated looking like, they don't let enough air out. So, I mean, it might be worth looking at the type of ridge vent that you have. The CertainTeed ridge vents, the company's called AirVent, or the brand's called AirVent. I think it's airvent.com. You'll see that they have these metal ridge vents that have like a folded edge on one side of it. That actually depressurizes the ridge and makes it more efficient in terms of pulling air out of it. So you may not be getting as much air out of that ridge vent as you would like to. Do you have gable vents on the end walls as well?
Yes, actually, I do.
So that, if the ridge vent and the soffit vent are set up correctly, you actually don't need those gable vents. They actually can tend to make that structure inefficient because it kind of messes with the airflow. So I would look at the ridge vent that I have and make sure I'm getting plenty of air that is exhausting out of that. But as Leslie said, putting an attic fan next to that is going to be like a dog chasing its tail. You know, you're not really going to be very efficient, and it could pull up air-conditioned air from your house and actually raise the cooling bill.
Okay. That was my concern. I was just kind of thinking about that in my head and going, gee whiz, would that ever happen? But Okay, because I've seen some houses around here that look like, yeah, they have an attic ventilator, but then they also look like maybe at least part of the roof or a section of the roof has a ridge vent. So
yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of people that just do that because they don't know what else to do. But the problem with attic fans is that, you know, your house has all types of little gaps in it that connect the attic to the inside. Think about, you know, the framed wall and the outlet, for example. I mean, that's an opening, right? And if your attic is depressurized, it's going to want to suck air up from anywhere it can find. And that's going to include the conditioned air, that expensive, comfortable conditioned air that's inside your house. That's why passive ventilation is always a better option.
Okay. Okay. So probably a CertainTeed would be a good brand or a good type of ridge vent.
Yeah, take a look at airvent.com and look at the one that's called a multi-pitch filter vent. It's a metal vent, ridge vent that sits on top of your roof, and it has an airfoil to the side of it. And I know that airfoil speeds up the depressurization and makes it much more effective.
Okay, so a multi-vent, okay.
It's called a multi-pitch filter vent, and it's in the ridge vent section.
It's okay, I'll do that. Good. I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Well, if your kitchen feels dark and dreary, it may be that you don't have the right kind or even the right type of lighting. Now, for kitchens, you need three types of lighting: ambient, task, and accent. Now, ambient lighting is the overall light in the room, and that's generally provided by those larger fixtures and, of course, the natural light if you've got some windows.
Now, task lighting, on the other hand, is focused and calibrated to specific work areas like countertops. And accent lighting does just that. It accents and highlights the architectural details or objects within your redesigned space, like kitchen lighting that points up from the top of your cabinets or rope lighting lining the undersides, which incidentally is a very easy do-it-yourself project.
Yeah, and you know, there's no shortage of fixture styles and sizes for you to choose from for each of these lighting types. And it's definitely okay to mix and match those fixture styles. You know, you can put a chandelier over the dining area and then install some interesting pendants in another spot for the task lighting.
Yeah, and you can even shed additional light on the countertops with using those little halogen puck lights or LED puck lights that go underneath the cabinet. So where there's a will, there's a way. It's a room that we probably spend almost as much time in as any other room, probably even more in some cases. So why not have it bright and cheery no matter what the daylight situation is outside?
Dean in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, we've just purchased a home. And in that home, we've got a traditional gas water heater.
Okay.
And my wife loves to take baths every night. She's one of those really hot bath type persons.
Okay, good for her.
Just wanted to kind of know what the best setting for the water heater was. We've been told a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we turn it all the way up and
that's really hot.
We've been told some different things. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it just you and your wife, or do you have kids too?
We do have kids as well.
Yeah. You want to be careful with the children, especially. You don't want the water to be any hotter than about 110 to 120 degrees. And if you turn it all the way up, it can get close to 160, and that's really dangerous. So, I mean, if you have a 40-gallon water heater and you're taking a big bath every night, I think you're going to have to adjust your schedules around that, because that's going to use a significant amount of it. But it also has a pretty fast recovery. If you opt at some point in the future, if you're there in the house for a number of years and you want to get a water heater that's never going to run on hot water, you should opt for a tankless water heater. They're a little bit more expensive than a tank water heater, but they basically provide you an endless supply of hot water. So I think those are your options, Dean. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, saving energy and going green. These are some big goals for homeowners, which kind of explains why heat pumps have become more popular than ever. So we're going to share how a heat pump works and where they work best. So stick around.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? Are you thinking ahead to spring? I know I am. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for it to get here because right now I'm kind of done with winter, and I know it's only a good month or so away. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm thinking of the projects I want to get done. If you've got something on your to-do list, slide it right on over to ours because we are here to help you with tips and advice to get those projects done.
Carolyn, Delaware needs some help with some insulation recommendations. What's going on?
We built about 2 years ago a pole building that we are insulating one-third of that we are making into living space for a shop.
Okay.
And the whole pole building was wrapped in double bubble, including the ceiling. So now that we're getting ready to enclose or encapsulate or enclose this area, it's 20 by 30 by 14. We need to know what type of insulation you would recommend over the double bubble.
Now, when you say double bubble, I'm not actually familiar with that term.
It is like bubble wrap.
Right.
And it's closed cell. Right. So it's just a roll that they, it's a rolled product that they put out, like a bubble wrap.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen this. It's like a foil-based product. It's not going to have very much R value at all.
No,
so
it's
obviously
no,
it's obviously not going to hold much heat in. I think your best option here for insulating that space is spray foam insulation. Spray foam insulation can seal all of the gaps that will be in that shell. You don't need as much of it in terms of thickness, and it does a very good job of not only insulating but sealing out the drafts. So I would highly recommend spray foam over a fiberglass bat insulation for this particular space.
Okay, and my husband's sitting here. You're on speakerphone. Would you recommend open or closed cell?
So closed cell is going to be better for moist locations. If you're concerned about moisture, you would use the closed cell. But open cell does a very good job as well. I actually have both in my house. In my crawl space, I have closed cell for the box joists, and in the walls and in the roof drafters, I have open cell.
Okay, and then what would you do with the ceiling?
With the bubble wrap that's there.
There's a space between the ceiling and the roof, what would you recommend putting in that space?
So you have two options. If you want, you could insulate the underside of the roof rafters and consider that attic space to be part of the conditioned space, part of the heated space. I mean, not the heated space, but it would insulate there. Or you could put the spray foam insulation across the ceiling and make the attic completely unconditioned. If you make it a conditioned space, if you insulate underneath the roof rafters, you know, you'll find that, you know, if you need it for storage, it's not going to have the same kind of temperature extremes that you would have in an attic that was just more traditional and it was just, you know, whatever temperature was outside, whether it was 110 degrees in the summer, or, you know, 10 degrees in the winter, that's the temperature that attic's going to be. So it's just kind of your personal preference. But wherever you decide to make that barrier, I'd make it with spray foam. I take a look at isonene. I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, isonene insulation.
What would you recommend as far as the heating air conditioning system? We have two areas. We have the wide open space, and then we have a bathroom space that will be in that area.
Do you have gas, natural gas available?
Yeah, we do. We have propane.
You have propane? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think propane is going to probably be your best option. I'd prefer, my order of preference on fuels would be natural gas, followed probably by oil, and then propane almost about the same. But, you know, propane is probably okay with an efficient furnace. And then electric would be last. That would just cost you a boatload of money. But I think probably a propane gas furnace that's a high-efficiency furnace. In the open space, you're going to use a space heater that's like one of those big furnaces that hangs up sort of in the air and warms that whole space. In the bathroom, that smaller area, if that could be connected to the same heating system that's heating that room, is this bathroom separate from the living space you're talking about, or is it part of it? Because you're going to need heat throughout that whole living space, aren't you?
Right. We'll need heat throughout the whole living space. The bathroom will be closed off as a bathroom so that...
I think you're probably going to end up putting a furnace up in that attic. So you got some room up there for it, but put a gas furnace up there and you can use that for heating and air conditioning.
Okay. What do you think about the split units?
The split ductless units?
Uh-huh.
They run beautifully, though, but they'll be expensive.
I think you've answered our questions. Thank you
very
much.
All right, Jesse. Well, good luck to you and your husband with that project, and send us pictures when you're done.
I sure will. Thank you.
Well, saving energy and going green are big goals for homeowners, which definitely explains why we're seeing a rise in heat pumps. They're definitely more popular than ever. But is a heat pump always the best way to both heat and cool your home?
Well, it's a good question. So first, let's look at how heat pumps differ than heating systems that most of us use. I mean, to put it simply, traditional heating systems use fuel to generate heat. Heat pumps, on the other hand, bring in existing heat. Using a small amount of energy, what they do is they pull heat out of what's called the heat source, like air or ground, to a heat space, like your house. Now, the process can be reversed to cool spaces, too. Its cooling mechanism works very similar to air conditioners, but its heating mechanism is completely different.
Yeah, now, one of the biggest advantages of this is the fact that you don't need to install separate systems to heat and cool your home. And because they're transferring heat rather than burning fuel to create it, heat pumps are more efficient than a gas furnace. But, Tom, if you just do a quick online search, though, you're going to find out that heat pumps also have some disadvantages, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, one really common complaint is that they sort of, quote-unquote, blow cold air. It's not really true. But they're not designed to put out warm air at the same temperature as what you might be used to if you have a gas furnace, for example. The air is cooler, but it's plenty warm enough to keep your home heated and very, very efficient. But sometimes when you put your hand in front of it or if you feel a draft on your face, because we have moisture on our skin, as that water sort of evaporates off of us, it chills us. And even though that air is kind of warmer, it's definitely warmer than ambient. And sometimes it will give you that false feeling of a draft, and it can make people uncomfortable. Now, heat pumps are also ideal for climates that have moderate temperatures. So once outdoor temperatures, though, are going to dip below 25 or 30 degrees, there's not much heat left to extract, and as backup heaters become necessary, the cost goes up. Because basically what a heat pump does is it only maintains a difference in temperature between your thermostat and what it's set at by about 3 degrees. And so let's say you have a temperature set to 72. If it drops to 69, the heat pump's on. If it drops to 68, the heat pump says, hey, I can't keep up, and it brings on electric backup heat, which is super expensive to run.
Now, I think a lot of people hear about the benefits and the efficiency of a heat pump, and they're interested then in retrofitting their homes with this heat pump technology. But is it possible to retrofit?
Well, it's not practical, especially with a central system, because retrofitting a space usually calls for what's called a mini split heat pump. So you're not really removing and replacing your existing furnace. You're installing a separate sort of zone system where you have a separate heat pump, a mini split, which is a little compressor outside, and then an air handler that's mounted to an inside wall, and you put, you know, a number of those in each floor of the house. They're good for retrofitting because their location outside the home is flexible, but they can be expensive, and you need more of them to heat the whole house. So it's not as efficient as an originally installed central system in a very well-insulated house in a moderate climate. If you're outside of those parameters, you're always going to be best with fossil fuel if it's available.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you think that you don't have the time to be a DIYer? Well, think again. We're going to highlight home repairs that you can complete in 30 minutes or less after this.
Live in a body pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room.
These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, does your home ever feel like a money pit? Well, we get it, and it's all about perspective. You know, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's a home that you love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or sometimes your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up on the Money Pit Podcast. Download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Brad in Virginia, you're up next. How can we help you?
It's a water situation in my house.
Okay.
In one bathroom, you got cold and hot. You go to the kitchen, you got hot and barely is running cold. And then the last bathroom, it's the same way.
Okay. So you have a good stream of hot and cold water in the one bathroom, but you don't have it in the other two?
Right.
So to me, that sounds like it's a valve problem, because the first thing you want to ask yourself is whether or not you have enough water pressure coming to the house. And if you've got it in one bathroom, then you certainly do. You just don't have it in these other two, and we've got to figure out why that is. It could be a partially obstructed valve. It might look like it's open, but it's partially closed. I mean, it could be a clogged aerator, but that would affect both hot and cold equally. You could easily check that, by the way, just by unscrewing the aerator. That's that little tip of the faucet where the water comes out.
Just make sure you remember how you took it apart, because it goes back
to
the,
like,
opposite way.
It's kind of like Rubik's cubes, and I'm just trying to get it back together again. But the fact that you have water that's the correct pressure in one bathroom means it's not a water pressure problem. It's definitely going to be in the plumbing or in the valves or the fixtures or faucets themselves, which is another thing, by the way. The plumbing faucet itself could be a problem. The other thing that you could do is you could disconnect the plumbing, you know, at the valve and just hook up some hose lines to it there. And just see how much water pressure comes out. See if you can sort of narrow down what the restriction is. You know, is it the faucet? Is it the valve? Where exactly is it being restricted? Is it before it gets to that fixture or faucet? Because you do have the water pressure. You've proven that. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Well, if you keep telling your spouse or your significant other that you just don't have time to do anything around the house, we are calling your bluff. If you've got 30 minutes, even less, there are a lot of improvements that you can make to your home.
That's right. You know, for example, that window that hasn't opened since maybe Seinfeld was on prime time? Well, it's probably because it's painted shut. So here's the solution. Just grab a putty knife and break the paint seal. If it still won't budge, you can put a block of wood on top of the lower sash window and tap the wood down with a hammer. That will break that paint seal loose, and it'll be operational once again.
Now, here's another one. Exercise. You know it's good for you, but it turns out that exercise is also good for your circuit breakers. About every 6 months, you want to turn each breaker off and then back on again. Then every month, push the test button on the GFCI to make sure that it stays flexible and strong, just like you do after a good workout.
That's right. And check for water leaks in less than 30 minutes. Just turn off all running water and look at your water meter. If it's moving, you've got a leak somewhere. You can also check your fixtures and faucets for leaks. Just run water in the sink to the overflow mark and let that water run down and look underneath for leaks. And if you want to check out a shower pan, what you could do is put a washcloth across the drain, fill it up with 2 or 3 inches of water, and then quickly go downstairs and look for any leaks coming through the ceiling. I used to do that as a home inspector, and I learned very early on in my career to not let it sit too long, because typically, especially if you have a tile shower pan, if it's going to leak, it's going to leak quick. And if that happens, you got a big repair, but you're better off to find it sooner than later when it rots out the floor.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, Joan is faced with an impossible situation. She just discovered that her entire house had wallpaper. Oh, my God, not the wallpaper. And that was, you know, a very long time ago. And it's all been painted over. That's actually quite a mess. So we're going to give her some advice to get a fresh start when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Strip away. What you're going to want to do is clean those walls really well and then prime them. And I would definitely use a solvent-based primer so everything is sealed in nice and tight and flat. And then always use a good quality flat wall paint, because if you use anything with a sheen, you'll see all the little defects that no doubt those walls will have as a result of all the work it takes to get rid of that wallpaper. So you got a job in front of you, but it is not impossible. I would try it out in a small area first. Maybe you can find a closet or small wall. See if you can come up with a system that works. But I suspect you're going to need to rent a wallpaper steamer and to score that wall with the Wallpaper Tiger tool.
All right, next up, Robert wrote in saying, I live in northern Michigan, and I want to know if it's a good idea to install a heat pump to supplement electric baseboard heat. It's like you knew what the show was about this whole hour.
Wow. Yeah, not such a good idea. It's kind of funny because a heat pump does include electric heat within it. As I was explaining earlier, Robert, when the heat pump basically exceeds its capacity, when it can't keep up with what the temperature, it actually brings on a backup electric system. So not a really good thing to supplement electric baseboard heat. Like, you're just like trading off one expensive system to another. If you've got electric baseboard heat, I would suggest you first determine whether or not gas or even oil is available to you as an option. I would much prefer you install a hot water baseboard radiator system instead of trying to kind of mess around with different heat pumps. If you've got a cold room or two, you know, you could always go with a mini split ductless heat pump, but again, those are expensive and you know, it just might not do the job you're looking for. If you can change out the fossil fuel, it's always a better way to go.
All right, Robert, I hope you're staying warm in that northern Michigan winter chill.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, if we didn't get to your question today, we apologize, but you can always reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT any time of the day or night. And remember, if you've got a question, another way to get in touch with us is to post it at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. There's a little record feature there. You can just talk to us, tell us what's going on, and we'll get back to you the next time we produce the show. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRongstra. The FBI will soon be taking a look at all of the Chinese balloon debris which has been recovered.
U.S. officials say the military has finished efforts to recover the remnants of the large balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Analysis of the debris so far reinforces conclusions that it was a Chinese spy balloon. Officials say the U.S. believes that Navy, Coast Guard, and FBI personnel collected all of the balloon debris off the ocean floor. This includes key equipment from the payload that could reveal what information it was able to monitor and collect. I'm Shelley Adler.
Vice President Harris says Washington has determined Russia's committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Speaking at a security conference in Munich, Harris says justice must be served to the perpetrators, adding the international community has both a moral and strategic interest in pursuing those crimes. Former President Jimmy Carter entering home hospice care at the age of 98.
The Carter Centers announced that Jimmy Carter, after a series of hospitalizations, has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family instead of any additional medical intervention. Former President Carter had a small cancerous mass removed from his liver in 2015, but kept active in his later years, even building homes with the Habitat for Humanity charity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korea fired a long-range missile from its capital into the sea off Japan one day after it had talked about the joint strategic battles going on with the U.S. and South Korea in the South China Sea. Meanwhile, the top diplomats from the U.S. and China met today in the first high-level contact between the countries since the balloon shot down. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A well-known soccer player from Ghana, Christian Atsu, was among the victims of the earthquake in Turkey. For the latest on this tragic story, we turn to correspondent Charles de Ledesma with this report.
Atsu, the Ghana international forward who played for Premier League clubs Chelsea and Newcastle, has died in the earthquake in Turkey. Atsu's manager says search teams had recovered Atsu's body in the ruins of a luxury 12-story building where he'd been living in the city of Antakya, Hatay province in Turkey. Atsu had joined the club Hatayspor just in September. Antakya, the city where Hatayspor is based, is in the southern region of Turkey, one of the hardest hit areas. The death toll from the 7.8 magnitude quake has now passed 43,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can always check out the latest breaking news and analysis by logging on to townhall.com. Finland is ready to join NATO.
The country's defense minister says they will join the alliance without waiting for Sweden if its Nordic neighbor's accession is held up by the Turkish government. Mikko Savola says Finland prefers to join together with Sweden, but would not hold up the process if Turkey decides to approve Finland, but not Sweden, as it has warned. Since they broke with decades of non-alignment in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Finland and Sweden have insisted they do want to join NATO together. Jason Walker reporting.
TikTok planning two more European data centers as the popular Chinese-owned video sharing app seeks to allay growing concerns about data privacy for its users in the West. Plans are being finalized for a second data center in Ireland following its first announced there last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got a project you want to get done around your house? Don't stress out. We are sort of your home improvement therapists. We give you remodeling advice, repair advice, decor advice to help you get the job done once, get it done right, so you can get on to enjoying your home. You can help yourself first, though, by calling us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them to moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk winter storms. The power outages they have can really bring everything about you to a full stop, right? You can't do anything. So you may be considering a generator because we got a lot of power failures this year, and I know more and more people are looking at those. So we're going to give you some tips to help you pick the best type for your home.
And if you've got an active household, your furniture is likely to take a few hits or more from time to time, especially if you've got kids because they are messy. We're going to share some tips to make water rings, dings, dents, and scratches disappear.
And just because you're a renter doesn't mean you can't make changes to your home or apartment to cut heating costs. We're going to share some solutions to solve your energy problems, including some that you can even take with you when it's time to move on.
Also, guys, you need some help? What are you working on? You have a renovation, a repair, maybe just a decorating project. Whatever it is, if you're feeling overwhelmed or you don't know where to start or you just want some guidance, whatever it is, we are here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So don't forget, we're standing by. Reach out anytime.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com. Click the blue microphone button, which you'll find on every page. Record your question and send us a voicemail. We'll get back to you the next time we produce the program.
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. I appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite,
okay,
but we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so, and we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And, I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble, but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble. So we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous. It's durable. It's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it. And we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And, I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing. But I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite. But there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank
all
you
right.
both so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
Jim in Washington's on the line and needs some help with an egress window. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a window in my basement that I need to replace with an egress window.
Okay.
And there's plenty of square footage in the opening in the concrete wall, but my window will be 54 inches off the floor, mm-hmm. which is a little bit more than 44 that's required off the finished floor. And I was just trying to figure out what my options were.
So your problem is that in the basement it's going to be 54 inches off the floor?
Yes.
Why are you putting it up so high? Is it because of the grade outside or the conditions outside?
That's initially, I think that's why they put it up so high.
Well, listen, you're not going to achieve an escape window if it's that high. I think what you need to do is look outside, and let's talk about some of the options there. The Bilco company, B-I-L-C-O, you know, kind of famous for the Bilco door. That's that sort of metal slanty door that covers a lot of basement doors. They have two products that are actually very efficient, very functional, and one of them is actually particularly good looking. One's called a stack well, and it's an egress window well. Basically, it's a very deep window well, very wide, that has a ladder built into it. So you don't really see the ladder unless you're inside looking out, but you basically can go through the window, grab the ladder, and then kind of climb up. And the other one's called a escape well, as an escape well. And that one's kind of cool because it has a planter design. It's like a terraced kind of look to it. And that's going to take up a little bit bigger room outside, but it's designed to do the same thing. It enables you to basically have that window at the proper height. And then if you had to go through it in the event of a fire, you would easily be able to climb up out of that escape well. So I would take a look at those products from Bilco. I'm sure there may be others that make it. I just happen to be familiar with those. I've seen them at the trade shows, and they're pretty cool looking. If I needed one, I'd definitely buy it.
Okay. Is there any option like building a step inside to bring you up to a...
I mean, you probably could do that, but, you know, why would you want to have an extra step in the floor? You know, that's just going to take away from the square footage.
You know, I've seen similar to climbing out of a pool, sort of indentations where your feet would go in to get a foothold to climb up. I've seen that built into a wall when you have a similar situation, and then you climb into that egress window, and then you climb out as well. You know, that's a good solution if you need it, but then you have to worry about the ability of somebody who might be in the space and the ability to climb out.
Stack well. An escape well.
Yep. Yeah, take a look at those Bilco products, and I think you may find a solution right there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And still to come, are you wondering which generator is going to work best so your power outages are no longer? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, that's what we do, because this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? You got big plans for your Money Pit in 2023? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it. And we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, calling in from Michigan, we've got Sharon on the line. How can we help you today?
We had a new fireplace, gas fireplace, put in last July. And almost constantly since we've had it put in, we hear a whistling, howling noise behind the glass, behind the fireplace. We've called the installers, and they had a wind guard made and came out just a few months ago and put it up by the new cap, and the noise is still there. I hear it almost every single day.
Yeah. Hey, is this gas fireplace, this is completely brand new, or this was like a masonry fireplace that was converted to gas?
No, it the fireplace and all the venting is brand new. When we had the house built 12 years ago, that fireplace went out about a year or so ago, mm-hmm. and we couldn't find replacement parts. Everything was discontinued and obsolete, so that's why we had to put in a brand new fireplace.
What brand fireplace did you put in?
It's a Travis 864 TRV.
The venting on this, is it up through the roof or is it out the back of the fireplace?
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. We kind of okay. almost have a square house. Mm-hmm. And I did call and ask the guys that put in the venting, the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof, and the two angles are 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it has to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest part. Do you have the sense that the vent is tall enough where it comes through the roof?
Honestly, don't know.
So here's what I would do. I think that you've already, you know, talked enough to the installers and the folks that you bought this from. I would talk to the manufacturer. I would talk directly to the folks at Travis Industries. And their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand. It's simply called fireplacex.com. I see the information on the 864. It looks like a beautiful unit, but I suspect this is in the venting. The problem is in the venting. And it may have to do with the type of vent they use or the installation of the vent, or the height of the vent above the roof perhaps being not tall enough, because it sounds to me like what's happening is as the wind blows over that vent, you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they could figure out and design around.
So the 2 foot above the roof line, what was that again?
The chimney coming through the roof, right? If you were to go to the top of the chimney and go 10 feet in any direction, like a circle,
uh-huh.
that top of the chimney has to be at least 2 feet above any piece of the roof.
Okay.
All right, but I think you should probably work with the manufacturer on this, at least to try to figure out what the possible issues are, because you
okay.
certainly shouldn't be putting up with this, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
Well, with an aging electrical grid and severe weather seemingly more prevalent than ever, getting caught without power is becoming a lot more common. Now, generators are an option, but the type all depends on your budget and your needs. There's two basic types. We're talking about portable and whole house. Now, each serves a specific purpose.
Well, that's right. So let's talk about portable generators first. They're usually gasoline-powered. There's a range of power they provide. Small units can power a few essential items like your refrigerator and your lights. And they can also be taken sort of to-go to places like campsites and tailgates. Now, the pros are that they're very affordable, they're compact, they're portable, you can take them with you to other locations if you need to, But on the con side, you need to store fuel, operate safely, and you need to manually operate. They're not really designed to be used in the long term. For example, if an outage lasts more than a few days, you got a lot of noise, you got a lot of fumes to deal with, and you got to get fuel. And remember, if the power's out in your neighborhood, you're not able to buy gas because power is going to be out at the gas stations as well. That makes it hard to keep them going.
Now, a whole house generator, these are installed directly into your home's electrical system. Now, they can run on natural gas or propane, and they're tied into your home's fuel source, and they can power the entire house in seconds when the power goes out. Now, these use an automatic transfer switch, and that monitors your utility power. So when that goes out, that automatic transfer switch automatically turns on the generator, whether you're home or not, and then it automatically shuts it off once the, you know, regular power is restored. Now, the pros here are you don't have to think about it. It's safer. You don't have to store fuel, run extension cords. It's really good for outages when you're not home and not able to hook up a portable unit. Now, the cons here, it can be expensive, and you might not be able to recoup that investment if you sell your home, although I promise you, it's going to be a fantastic selling feature.
You know what I love about my whole house generator? It always tells me when it's Thursday, because that's when it comes on to run the test cycle. Once a week, I hear that come on, I go, oh, it must be Thursday. Yeah, that's a feature of that. They always run to sort of exercise themselves, and I think that I feel so much more comfortable having it. And there's nothing cooler than coming home to a power outage where everybody in the entire neighborhood has, like, lights out, and your house is just bright and cheery.
I know. I feel bad, but not too bad. Listen, you're always welcome to put stuff in my fridge. I'm happy to help out.
Jackie in Florida is on the line with a dishwasher question. Tell us what's going on.
Here's my thing. It's a Whirlpool dishwasher. It's only 4 years old. And all of a sudden, just one day, a few weeks ago, just I noticed all the dishes just stopped drying. And so I did some looking up. I did some troubleshooting. It could be this. It could be that. And now they seem to be washing, but just not drying. But now the, there's mold building up in it as well.
Yeah.
And I've even noticed that, like, it's still hot. If I pull it right after the cycle's done, it's still, you could still feel the warmness of it. But
you got it. But you have to hand dry them, in other words.
Right.
Well, usually if the dishwasher is not drying, the problem is in the heating element. The fact that they're warm is probably just the hot water that you're using to wash it with, because dishwashers are, you know, are hooked up to the hot water side. But the heating element is that electric coil that's in the bottom of the dishwasher, and that may have failed. But you got a decision to make, because you just mentioned you have a four-year-old dishwasher, and having somebody come out and diagnose it and repair it is probably going to cost you $200 or $250. So what you got to figure out is whether or not you want to risk that, or just go ahead and scrap it and go and order yourself a new one. When it gets to be middle age like that, it doesn't always make sense to repair it.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, even I've tried to even look up online to see if I could buy the heating element myself.
Yep.
And then replace it myself. But
well, you certainly can do that.
The part number doesn't come up. I can't find a matching part to it. And so then I talked to Whirlpool, and, of course, they want to send someone out.
Did you try Sears? Because I think Sears has Whirlpool parts, and they're really good about stocking a lot of parts and also taking them back if they don't fit.
Do I have to pull it out of the cabinet to get to the screw to unhook it, or does it pull right?
I wouldn't know without looking at it. You know, and that's the other thing. You're going to be diving into something that you're unfamiliar with, and it might just be that, again, it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't work. So I'm sure that somebody out here has had that problem before and has a YouTube video waiting for you to look at.
There's a YouTube video for everything.
Yep,
right.
Exactly.
You can do everything on YouTube. No, and that's actually what I've looked into is YouTube as well. That's how I figured out how to fix anything and everything these days.
Good
is YouTube.
You. It's great.
But I didn't know if there was, like, a simple way. You know, I cleaned it well. I scrubbed everything down, thinking maybe that was the problem, because you know how dirty they get and clogged up. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's a clog situation, because if you told me your dishes weren't coming out clean, then we'd be having a different conversation. But it sounds like they're just not drying, and that's most likely going to be that coil.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I think you just made my final decision.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you out. That's what we do.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've got an active household, your furniture definitely is taking a beating. I mean, these kids, they love to ruin stuff, especially your nice furniture. So we've got some tips to make those water rings, the dings, the dents, the scratches, everything disappear from your furniture when the Money Pit continues.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We hope you guys are having an excellent day today. If there's a project on your to-do list, we can help make it an even better day by giving you some tips and advice on how to get those jobs done. If you reach out with your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
Adam in Louisiana's on the line looking to add some space to the home. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I just bought a house, my first home, and it's pretty small. It's 1,150 square feet. So it was originally one bedroom and one bathroom, and it's a pier and beam style house. They had put an add-on on the house. They put a concrete slab down, and they built an additional bedroom that's the entire length of the house.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is put a second bathroom in. The existing one is really small, and it's kind of in an awkward spot of the house as compared to where the nice large bedroom is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to build one in the large bedroom, sacrifice a little bit of the space. I don't need a 400-square-foot bedroom, and put a nice bathroom in there. My concern, though, is with the house being pier and beam, it's raised higher than the addition is. So I have no idea what kind of project it would be regarding plumbing.
So the plumbing is going into the slab section of the house?
Correct.
And you have an attic above that section as well?
No, there's no attic.
There's no attic?
Not on the add-on, no. Not in the addition.
Is it a cathedral ceiling?
Yes. So I guess in theory, I could raise a bathroom.
Yeah, but that's going to be kind of weird. Then you have another layer in the house. Look, the drain is not a problem because for the drain, you're basically going to have to bust through the slab, but you will hook up the drains outside and then run them to the sewer or to the septic. It's the water supply that's a little harder to get to. And that's why I asked you if you had an attic, because if that was the case, I would run insulated pipes across the ceiling and then down. But you don't have those, so we've got to get the water supply to that bathroom. Could the bathroom be on the wall between the old and the new? Is it possible we could bring the plumbing in there?
Yes. So I guess for you to visualize, if you were to walk into the current bathroom, so let's say facing you, directly in front of you at 12 o'clock is the shower. At 10 o'clock is where the toilet is, and at about 2 o'clock is where the hot water heater is.
Okay.
On the wall opposite the hot water heater, so I guess it'd be about 3 o'clock, that's the wall to the new bedroom, the add-on bedroom.
And you would back the bathroom up to that? Because that would make the most sense.
I would think that'd be the easiest thing to do, yeah.
Yeah, I think it would make the most sense because you can take advantage of the plumbing there. I suspect that this is going to end up being a partial renovation of the original bathroom, too, by the time you get all the plumbing reconfigured. But that is going to be probably the best way to do that.
Okay. I mean, is it major, major undertaking? I'm not really the most handy person around the house, except for a couple YouTube videos.
Yeah, it's not a like, hey, what am I going to do for my first DIY project? I'm going to, you know, build a new bathroom. not recommended.
Right.
Okay. But look, what you might be able to do is to get the help of a professional plumber with the hard stuff, right? Have the drains run, have the supply pipes run, bring everything out into the room where it belongs, then you could do all the finish work and you have the plumber come back and hook everything up, or you hook it up. So maybe you could just sub out those more complicated parts of this project
and do the finish work yourself.
Do you have any idea? I know, of course, location, everything else matters. Ballpark idea of how much I should try to budget for a project like this?
Well, I mean, a bathroom's usually a few thousand bucks. But what I might do is try to reach a good quality plumber. I'm thinking how you should do that. I would go to homeadvisor.com.
Okay.
And see who's listed in your area of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then create a description that fairly assesses the project to be done, adding an additional bathroom. You're looking for rough and finished plumbing to be completed in those spaces, and put it out there and see what plumbers reply on that. The nice thing about Home Advisor is that you can read the reviews of folks these guys have worked for in the past. I use them when I needed to get emergency plumbing work done for my mom's house, and I'm in New Jersey and she was in Florida.
Okay.
And she wasn't even there. She was like our winter home, and we got a letter from the water company saying that she'd used 10,000 gallons last month in an empty house. I'm thinking, that's not good.
Right, right.
And I was able to find somebody quickly to go in there and figure out what happened and get it fixed. And it turned out to not be a big deal. It was a valve that we thought was off. It was on. It was leaking water through the toilet, and we got it resolved. But the point is that I made that decision quickly and easily because I was able to read the reviews on these guys, even though I wasn't there. So I would use that service, try to find a plumber. You know, they don't charge for estimates generally, and have a couple of them come in and talk with you about the work and probably give you some more ideas on how to get it done. Then you could take it from there.
I've never owned a home before, and this place is 70 years old. Anything I should be on the lookout for, potential problems or catastrophic issues that I might overlook?
Yeah, on our website at moneypit.com, we have an article that is that talks about what goes wrong with houses based on the year that they were built. But a 70-year-old house, you'd be looking at the plumbing. We could start there. You may have some steel plumbing in there, and that's plumbing that will rust. You know, you may have an antiquated electrical system. There's a type of wiring called knob and tube that was common in that time frame. It's an ungrounded system. And beyond that, it's pretty much just wear and tear things that you would expect.
Okay.
You know, on the flip side, the structures are usually pretty well built, and you often get hardwood floors and you know, pretty solid wall framing and roof framing and floor framing. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've got an active household, your furniture might suffer the occasional water rings, a ding, a dent, a scratch. Well, luckily, there are many ways to bring furniture back to pristine or near pristine shape. Here's how to handle the most common types. Now, white rings, they're caused when water vapor penetrates into a finish, but they can be easily removed by wiping them with a cloth barely dampened with denatured alcohol. Now, shallow chips, this is where a clear finish is chipped, but that underlying color is intact. So you can fill that ding with just a few drops of a clear nail polish. And after that polish dries, you want to sand flush with a 600 grit sandpaper. And then to restore the sheen on a satin finish, you want to rub with a 4-0 steel wool and a paste wax. And for gloss finishes, you can use auto polishing compound and a rag, but strictly keep that to the furniture.
Now, here's some tricks for large scratches or worn edges. You can use a felt tip touch-up marker to actually sort of color in that worn edge. And sometimes I've done this with a Sharpie if the finish is dark enough. I sort of color in the place where it's sort of scratched down to the raw wood because it's a lot harder to see a dark line than a lighter line. And if you kind of rub it in there and wipe off the excess immediately, it sort of blends right in. And then once you get that done, you can add a coat of paste wax over the top of the repair and the adjacent surface, and it will actually give you a very even sheen across the whole thing, making those dark, deep scratches virtually impossible to see.
Now, to restore the sheen on satin finishes, you can rub with a 4-0 steel wool. Now, that's 4-0s. Why they call it 4-0, I don't know, but that's just what it is, guys. And you use a paste wax with that, with the 4-0. Now, for gloss finishes, you want to use an auto polishing compound and a rag, but make sure it only stays on the piece of furniture. You don't want anybody slipping and sliding. You are here with Team Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question, 24/7 to 888 Money Pit. Still ahead, are you a renter that pays your own heating bills? Well, we've got some tips and tricks to warm things up in a place you don't own next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. At least we try very, very hard, right?
We sure do. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Kathy in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about potentially having radon in the home. Tell us what's going on and why you might think this.
I built a house about 2 years ago on a slab. And I always hear a lot about radon lately for some reason. Is that a potential hazard on a slab home, or is that only where you have, like, crawl spaces? I don't know how that works.
So it's technically possible that you could have radon in a house that's slab on grade. Radon is a gas that's in the soil, and if it builds up to a point where it's over 4 picocuries per liter of air, that's the measure of radon, then you would take some action to reduce it in your house. Typically, if your house is on a basement or a crawl space, well, if your house is on a basement, it's probably at the highest risk because it can come directly through the walls and get into that space and up into the house. Crawl space is not so much because it's very well ventilated. Slab-on-grade homes can have a radon level if the radon is very, very high in the soil. Now, the only way to know is with a radon test. Fortunately, it's pretty easy and inexpensive to do. You pick up a radon testing canister. You can buy one at a home center, or you certainly can order one online. You would place this canister in your home for a period of around 2 to 6 days. Then after that exposure period, you would seal it back up, ship it off to the lab. They would read it and tell you what your radon levels are. And based on that information, you could either do further testing or talk to a radon mitigator about getting it resolved. So that's basically the long and the short of it. Slab on grade houses don't have as high a risk as a basement house, but it is technically possible for them to have elevated levels.
Wow. I just wondered how it could get through the cement from the dirt.
Yeah, it finds a way.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, heating an apartment is the single biggest expenditure during the winter, but while homeowners can do things like purchase new energy-efficient heating systems, renters don't have the same options to improve heat in a home they don't own. Or do they?
Yeah, you know, even if you're not responsible for your apartment's heating bill, there are investments that can help you feel warm all winter long. And if your apartment's heating system and rental agreement permit, you can have a programmable thermostat installed.
Just set the thermostat lower by 10 degrees overnight and warm your apartment in about an hour before you wake up, and then scoot that temperature down while you're awake during the day. And better yet, it can happen all automatically if you get a smart thermostat, because smart thermostats figure out when you're home and not home, and they adjust the heating automatically. This will kind of allow you to set up a very comfortable heating routine, and you'll save about $150 a year in energy costs.
Now, you can also make sure that all heating registers are unobstructed by furnishings and window coverings so that that warm air can actually flow freely into each room of the apartment. Now, if your unit has radiators, you can even slide heat-resistant reflectors between the radiator themselves and the wall, and that's going to send even more warmth into the room.
And let's talk about drafts. You want to seal those possible air escape routes around windows and doors with a removable caulking product or a removable weather stripping product. It's just like caulk. You seal in the gaps around the windows and the doors, and then you peel it back off in the spring. You just got to make sure that it's not a window that has to open in the event of an emergency, and likewise with a door. Another area to check is the attic hatchway. If you've got like a panel up in the ceiling that allows access to the attic, that's a spot where a lot of warm air will exit, so that also ought to be weather stripped as well.
And also, if you're able to turn off heating units in rooms in the apartment that aren't being used and shut the doors to keep that warm air moving exclusively in those occupied areas, that's going to help make you feel nice and cozy.
Yep, and if your apartment is too warm, work with your property manager to solve the problem, because it might signal an issue with your unit's heating system.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, here's an idea we can get behind. Better toilet seats. From comfier to cleaner, there are plenty of affordable upgrades out there for your throne. We're going to highlight some of the latest innovations next.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges.
You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by to help you with your home improvement project, so call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Ted wrote into Team Money Pit and he says, I'm closing on my first house in a few weeks, and one of the first things I need to do is move the washer and dryer hookups from the detached garage to inside the house. Who do I call to do this for me? Do I call a contractor who's going to sub out the electrical and plumbing work, or do I call an electrician and plumber separately? It should be pretty easy to install, but because it will be right beside the existing water heater.
Well, first of all, Ted, you got to do the deinstallation, right? So you're going to remove those machines from this detached garage. That means you've got plumbing lines going out there, and I would make sure that those plumbing lines are turned off from the house, because those plumbing pipes, even though they're not going to be used, they're certainly going to be at continued risk of freezing and breaking. So make sure you do that. And likewise, if you happen to have a 240-volt electrical circuit out there, I'd make sure to turn the breaker off for that inside the house. No sense having that line electrified. In terms of the installation, you need both. You need a plumber to basically run the pipe and make that connection, and you need an electrician to properly wire the additional outlet for it. Hopefully, you could add this to an existing circuit and not have to wire a new circuit back to the panel, because that's more work. But you're right. These are smaller projects. So what I would do, especially if I was moving into a house new or for the first time, I would sort of group up all my little projects that I want done. You know, maybe you need an extra outlet somewhere, or maybe you need a new faucet or a fixture. Do all that at once, and this way you're not paying just for the plumber or electrician to come out for this one smaller project. You get several done at the same time for just a little bit more money.
All right, smart. Good tips.
Well, here's an idea we could all get behind. Better toilet seats. From comfier to cleaner, there are a lot of affordable upgrades out there for your throne. Leslie highlights some popular options in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. So, Leslie, should we sit down for this?
I mean, I'm already sitting down. What? I mean, think about it. Like, all the places you sit at home are comfortable. Your desk chair, your sofa. But there's another place that you do spend a good amount of time sitting, and I'm talking about the bathroom. I mean, heck, if you go in there with an iPad, like some people I know, you could be in there for forever. My God.
It's the reading room.
It is the reading room. I mean, which is so crazy, but everybody does it. So how can we make your toilet seat, you know, not that cold, uninviting place that's in your house? There are a bunch of upgrades that are hitting the market and picking up steam and available for less than $200 each. So do you hate it when that toilet seat slams closed? I know I jump out of my skin every time it happens, which is a lot with two boys. Well, let's be honest. they're not really closing the toilet seat. So when I do hear it, I'm shocked to begin with. Now, you can stop those instantly with quiet closed toilet seats. All you have to do is like a gentle touch and that lid drops super slow and soft and no loud bang. And that means less touching and fewer germs as well. And toilets can be cold. Well, you can shiver no more with toilet seats that sense activity and actually warm up when you sit down. Some models even have adjustable settings so that you can control the temperature. I mean, how about that for toasty buns?
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about plaster walls. I mean, they're common in older houses, but cracks in those walls are just as common, especially after decades of settling. We'll share a trick of the trade to make repairing those cracks fast and easy on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.